If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to Daily Virtue, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to level up your life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting? Like a human vending machine dispensing advice, support, and maybe even the occasional piece of pizza when someone asks? I get it, we humans are hardwired for connection, but sometimes that natural inclination can turn into wholehearted depletion if we don't set some boundaries. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of setting healthy boundaries in our relationships and daily lives. Because let's be real, folks, saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Now, before you start picturing yourself as a grumpy hermit with a moat around their castle, hear me out. Healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out or being rude. They're about creating clear expectations and limits that protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the invisible fences that keep your inner garden thriving. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, healthy boundaries. 1. Know your values. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to identify what's truly important to you. What are your core values? What non-negotiables do you have in life? Maybe it's honesty, respect, or simply having time for yourself. Write them down, get them tattooed on your soul, whatever works. Once you know your values, everything else starts to fall into place. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. This is crucial. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be direct, assertive, and kind when communicating your boundaries. For example, instead of saying, "I don't really have time for this," try something like, "I really appreciate you asking, but I'm swamped right now. Can we catch up next week?" See the difference? 3. Don't overexplain. Sometimes people push boundaries because they want to justify their actions or guilt trip you. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for your limits. A simple no or thank you is often enough. Remember, your time and energy are valuable, so don't waste them on unnecessary explanations. 4. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but it gets easier with practice. Start small. Say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. You'll be surprised how liberating it feels to reclaim your time and space. And hey, if someone pushes back, remember point number 3, keep it short, sweet, and respectful. 5. Be consistent. This is key. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. If people see that you're serious about your limits, they'll be more likely to respect them. Consistency builds trust and shows others that you value yourself. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You have a friend who constantly calls late at night, asking for advice or venting about their problems. They know you're a good listener, but sometimes you just need your space and some shut-eye. It's great to be supportive, but this constant draining can leave you feeling exhausted and resentful. So how do you handle it? You could try politely setting a boundary by saying something like, "Hey, I love chatting with you, but after 9 p.m., I need some quiet time to wind down. Maybe we can catch up tomorrow." See? Simple, direct, and respectful. If they respect your boundary, awesome. If not, well, then it might be time to reassess that friendship. Remember, true friends will understand and support your needs. So, remember folks, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult, it's about taking care of yourself and cultivating fulfilling relationships. By identifying your values, communicating clearly, saying no when needed, and staying consistent, you can create a life filled with more peace, joy, and genuine connections. Now go out there and set some boundaries. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need to hear these words of wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, confidence, and those healthy boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.